Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a Thursday morning in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
What's going on, scarily skinny buddy?
Happy to be here, buddy.
Kimmy in the big girl chair, terrible time, Timmy behind the board. Tommy is on his way to Charleston, as we were talking about yesterday.
Yep.
It's funny, my wife, she was listening to the show yesterday morning. She was, Tommy's going to Charleston. I go, yeah. She was, my friend's going to be there at the same time.
Oh my God, they should meet up.
But that was like, that was the end of the... Has Tommy met your friend? No.
How's that going? Finding something to relate
to, I guess. Okay, well, but she goes, yeah, it's my friend who, and like, she gives me like three different like ways I would have met her.
Yeah.
And like, I pray in that moment, I don't remember any of these things. So it's like, I'm not entirely sure who your friend is.
Well, let's hope Tommy's going to make it to Charleston.
Yeah.
Hopefully he can't hear us right now.
Yeah, because his flight was supposed to leave 30 minutes ago.
Something like that, yeah.
And if you were listening around this time yesterday, he was concerned, as all husbands are, about wife, mm-hmm. timing, airport, etc. Mm-hmm. By the way, like, even if he was here, he wouldn't be listening. He doesn't listen
you
to himself.
Think so?
He doesn't listen to himself when he's
on
the show.
He's curious, like, what's going on?
Of
like,
course
the,
not.
If we're talking about him behind his back.
No, he doesn't want to hear the show get better. What? Look at you. Did we offend you all of a sudden? How dare you talk about that?
I don't know.
That,
I'm
man,
still getting used to this echo in my headphones.
See, welcome to my world. It is 56 degrees right now, chilly start, but again, it's going to get up in 80. It's that weird time of the year where you're going to either freeze in the morning and be fine in the afternoon or sweat in the afternoon.
It's that layering time of year.
Exactly. And let's start this show on the east side. What do you say?
Okay, let's go.
Chick-fil-A has had massive success in the three towns they've showed up in, in Rochester. They started on Ridge Road in Greece.
Yep.
They opened their second location on West Henrietta Road. And they have one in Irondequoit now? Is that true?
Was the Irondequoit one before the Henrietta one?
I guess it doesn't really matter. But
either way, but those are the three.
They are now looking to open their fourth location, this time in Penfield.
So that'll be the first east side.
Yep, first east side Chick-fil-A. 13 Wham says a proposal has been drafted in the former site of the Gymnastics Training Center of Rochester on Route 250 out there in Penfield. There is a public proposal Thursday, September 12th. Now, here's the thing. You would assume this is going to go through no problem.
I would think.
But this is the same town that had issues with Costco showing
right.
up, although I will admit I am naive to what the problems with Costco showing up there. I don't know what to think.
Costco, much bigger operation.
Yes, yeah. Well, I don't know. It depends on how big they want to make this Chick-fil-A. But nothing's guaranteed when something's proposed on the east side.
Right.
Right. And
because you would think, just seeing the success of the other Chick-fil-A's in town and the continued success, like I still can't drive by those places without there being a line at all times of the day.
But that could also be the reason why people in Penfield don't want the Chick-fil-A.
But it will draw a crowd. Like, I see what you're saying, like, traffic-wise, but I mean, people like it.
Okay.
People want to go.
There's lots of things that people like that, for some reason, east side towns don't want. And this story, and you noticed it too.
Yeah.
Shines a light on something that goes untalked about in the greater Rochester area. The lack of fast food restaurants in towns on the east side.
Yeah.
Now, you grew up in Hilton.
I did.
We
had a McDonald's.
I grew up in Gates. Timmy, in this morning, is the only born and bred east sider in the room right now.
Way east side.
That's right.
Why doesn't the east side have fast food restaurants?
Well, they do now. Fairport has a ton, but other than Fairport.
No, they don't have a ton.
Hold on. What do they have?
They don't have a ton. They have fast food restaurants.
There's a Burger King, a Wendy's, a Chipotle, Panera. That's all within like a baseball throw. Taco Bell.
No, but see, he's doing something that East Siders do.
What?
Because when I was in high school, no East Side towns like had any fast food restaurants. There was a Taco Bell. Is that in Penfield? Like right in that area? And that was about it. And I went to Aquinas, so I had friends on in every town.
Yeah.
And one of my best buddies lived in Penfield. And I remember in high school, like when we were at his house, he'd be like, you want to go grab something to eat? And like, for me, that was like McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's.
Something, yeah.
And he goes, all right, we'll go grab something quick. And we would go to Pellegrino's. And Pellegrino's.
Yeah, they don't have a drive-thru.
Yeah, but like Pellegrino's is great. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I remember like, no, this is like fancy. I don't want fancy. I just want like something quick so we can get the hell out. Counter service is fancy when I'm walking down the line.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Right?
Yeah.
Or like he would
Unless
want...
it's like a Hots place.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Or like he would also want to go to TP's, Timothy Patrick's, off of 441 there.
Mm-hmm.
And like go get chicken fingers. Like, let's go grab something.
I mean,
quick.
That's a restaurant. I can't fast food that.
Thank you. But like in his head and all his buddies, like that's what like fast food was to them. And it blew my mind. He would also
That would be a culture shock at like 16.
He would also get really excited when he was at my house, like because when where I grew up, there was a McDonald's, a Burger King, a Pizza Hut, everything that you could think of was within like a mile of my house.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we would just do these fast food tours.
Oh,
it almost was like he was, like, some immigrant from a country that had never seen these things before, just, like, stuffing his face.
Wow, Taco Bell.
It's very strange. So, Timmy, I'll ask you this. Is the lack of fast food restaurants on the East Side a smug way of saying we're better than this?
I think it might be.
It's the look of it?
Yeah, through other generations. I mean, I'm all for it. Fast food me all the time, but... I think that perhaps our elder generation wants things as is and to never change, and by bringing in fast food chains and stuff like that, that's not how they grew up.
Okay.
So that's not what they want now, even though, get out of here.
Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I mean, I guess we're going to find out about the new generation, Timmy. With this Chick-fil-A and how smoothly it goes, them wanting to move out there in Penfield. Because there's a line. There's a line that exists where the fast food ends. And that line is Monroe Ave, right on the border of Pittsford.
I think Pittsford is a fast food desert. I don't think... What is in Pittsford?
Well, okay, in the village of Pittsford, there's nothing. And we know that Pittsford has rules against what can open in the village, right? But we don't know about these other towns. Like, I don't know if the village of Fairport has, like, rules like, about what they can and can't have. Although Fairport has been really open to what seems all businesses lately.
Yeah. Right? It's been growing quickly.
I'm guessing within the village itself, like, in the town is Parrington. It's the same but different. That's where a lot of the, like, the chains are. Within the village, it's all, like, mom and pop stuff. So that could be a thing in Pittsford, too. Like, I know where you're talking about, Monroe. Like, you've got the Wendy's and then the McDonald's and then... Nothing.
It just dies, right? Then it's it. Cheesecake Factory is like, it's like your
last
gas for like 300 miles, right? But yeah, now that I'm thinking about it, like, I don't know. It is weird that there isn't a McDonald's or a Burger King or anything like that in the village of Fairport. And it's funny how like people will differentiate.
Well, just based on like the amount, I mean, the amount of like younger people now that are filing through and going to those bars and hanging out in Fairport, I would think a business like a McDonald's or fast food of any kind would thrive there.
Well, but I mean, like places, and don't get me wrong, I want to see the mom and pops thrive,
It's
probably great for them being open late if they can.
Oh, yeah.
Like, is Philly Steakout open late out there in Fairport?
They're not, no.
Is there an open late food place out there?
Hots, and that's
okay.
It.
All right.
Well, I remember, like, as a kid, and I don't know if this has changed, but it was always Taco Bell. Like, that was where you went late night to get any kind of food.
Yeah, the one in Penfield's open till
like three. It used to be open till like 2, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about the one on Ridge.
Yeah.
We'd take that drive out from Gates. Well, we got lucky though because we had Tahoe's now Stevie T's right there on Lyle Avenue. I mean, that was the spot to go.
It didn't close, man. Yeah,
and there were a couple of pizza places on Lyle too that were open till like 4 o'clock in the morning. But I don't know. Like, I'm torn here. Because I understand the idea of wanting your mom and pops to be able to succeed, and bringing in fast food restaurants can hurt that. But on the other side, you thinking that you're too good as a town for these fast food restaurants kind of make you look like a douche.
Yeah. But do you think it's changing like a little bit? Because I don't ever remember there being like any reason to go to the East Side for fast food, but I do think like here and there they've popped up over time.
Can you give me an example?
Like, doesn't what is it? There's a Taco Bell out that way now. No, it's like a new fancy one.
Are you talking about Invictor?
No, I'm totally blanking. It's near that Wegmans in is it Parenton?
Yeah, it's across from, it's diagonal from Parenton Square.
I love how Timmy, the skinniest man on the planet, can tell you where every Eastside fast food restaurant is.
Yeah.
No, but I think you guys, I think Timmy hit the difference of it, right? Like, if you're in Greece, Hilton, Gates, Chi Lai, the fast food places are in the center of where the community is. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you're in Fairport, Pittsford,
right.
Parenton, Victor, everything's on the outskirts of it. Which is funny in Victor, too, because, like, you know, Victor, everything is, like, outside of Victor.
Quaint.
But the mall is right there, too, right? Yes. Like, I mean, like, you don't get busier than Eastview Mall, right? It's one of the biggest malls in upstate New York. Oh, we don't want these fast foods.
Yeah, but does Victor kind of separate, like, the village? Is it village?
I don't know.
Yeah, Victor's a village. There's Farmington, too, but going more west is when it becomes, like, civilized, I guess, with, like, restaurants.
But I feel like the village of Victor really separates itself from the mall area.
Do they?
I don't know.
I'm ignorant to it.
I don't know. I don't know many people in Victor.
I'll tell you what's weird to me about Victor. Is Victor, you know, you got that, like you said, quaint little main street, right?
Yeah.
It's very Norman Rockwell when you drive through it. I've never been to a place in my life that is so small with such bad traffic. How did you guys not find a way to fix that over the last 50 years of cars becoming a thing?
There's only one way in and out.
No, legitimately. Have you ever been stuck in rush hour?
I don't think
in
I've
that
ever
one
been
road
around
Victor?
There in rush hour.
It is insane.
Oh.
It is insane. Not only does the school like let out right there, so you got all that traffic. Like you said, it's one way in, one way out from Farmington, Canandaigua, coming from the other side, Pittsford. It's just nuts. And God forbid you have to make a left on the right side of the road to get out somewhere. You're not moving. You might as well open up a tent and sleep there.
Like, I don't think as a kid I ever went. I don't think I went to the town of Victor until I was like 20. Like, I don't think I knew that existed until I was a young adult.
I remember the first time I went to Eastview Mall. I was like 15 years old.
Right.
And it was like, what the hell? How did nobody tell me
this? How did this exist?
Oh, no, I take it back. I went to Funscape when I was like
10. Oh, I forgot about that.
Movies, food, and
fun. But we only got to go there like one time.
Well, because it was only open like, 2 years. Oh, God, I miss Funscape.
Me too.
All right. So I guess the moral of the story is,
open another Funscape somewhere.
Okay, that's a great moral. So yeah, another Funscape would be great. In Penfield, I mean, look, give Chick-fil-A a chance. There's no more gymnastics happening out there. Why not sell some chicken sandwiches?
I'm in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The first time in its history, you can make the argument they are really screwing over a bunch of teenage kids that are excited about Friday night. You're hanging out in the break. We're on just Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, Tommy, the Southern Belle that he is on his way to Charleston. Kimmy in the big girl chair. Terrible time, Timmy, behind the board. Timmy, great to see you, buddy. Thanks for being here. I appreciate it.
Sure thing.
So tonight, the Chiefs and Ravens kick off in the annual kickoff game for the NFL in prime time. And you will have football tonight. You will have college football all day Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
You will have NFL football all day Sunday. Fun fact, new NFL thing, they are now doing 3 games in the 4 o'clock window, so you don't have to choose between 2 potential games. You now get a third option. There will be football Monday night, which is awesome. The Bills then play again Thursday night in Miami.
Short turnaround.
So that's a lot of football.
It is.
But for the first time ever, the NFL will also be playing a Friday night opening weekend game. And they're doing it with their first ever regular season game in Brazil.
Oh, that's why it's Friday.
So tomorrow night, the Eagles and the Packers will play in...
Sao Paulo.
Thank you. I'm not sure if it's San Paulo or Sao Paulo. I don't know why I'm trusting you, Timmy, of all the people.
Timmy knows weird things.
Sao Paulo. And Timmy could barely read. Don't let Timmy believe you can read. So the good news is we'll have football tonight, tomorrow, Sunday, Monday, and then back again Thursday, which is awesome. Five straight days of top-notch NFL football with some college sprinkled in. But there's a bad side of this, too. Timmy, is the NFL screwing over high school football tomorrow night?
Taking over Friday night.
Yes, it's with intent. It's in a different country because they cannot do it here.
So from the fun fact for folks that don't know, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263, there is federal law that prevents the NFL from playing on Friday nights to protect high school football.
Is that really the reasoning?
That exists. It's also the reason why the NFL doesn't play on Saturdays until college football regular season ends, because they built the same thing in to protect college football. But the NFL, a couple of years ago, found a loophole. And that loophole is if they
We're not in America, bitches.
Yes, that's exactly what they did. So the NFL scheduled a Friday night opening game in another country so they could beat this loophole.
It does seem like a mean thing to do.
Okay, so this weekend, Section 5 high school football kicks off.
Oh, yeah.
And Friday night, as you guys know, has always been set aside for high school football. Friday night lights. Is this a dick move, exploiting this loophole on Friday night?
It is, especially if you are a high school student in the greater Philadelphia area. Mm. I mean, I guess it's probably not going to affect most people on a local level. I don't think anybody that loves to go to high school games on a Friday, if you have a kid playing, if you have somebody you know playing, you're probably still going to go to that game over watching an NFL game.
Okay, I think you might be wrong.
If you don't have... No, you don't think? If you're not a fan of either team, you're probably picking the local thing instead.
Okay, here's the thing. If my kid is playing, obviously I'm going to the high school football game, right? Yeah. I don't care about the Packers or the Eagles. But Timmy, you know, man, being a sports fan, if you have the option of supporting your small town high school football team or sitting home and watching an NFL game, you're choosing the NFL game.
Yeah, almost 100%. I'm sure that if there's a big game or a rivalry game or something in your hometown and your favorite team isn't playing, I might be willing to check that out, but typically 90% of the time I'm probably going to watch the NFL game. I don't even know where this one is available. Is it a stream only option? Because that could change things too.
Oh, that's a good question.
I don't know where it's being.
Yeah,
I can look it up.
Yeah, you want to check that out. Thanks, Timmy. And I know what's weird about high school football in the greater Rochester area is the intensity of it changes on a town by town basis.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, there are definitely some towns that take it much more. It is the thing going on in that town on a Friday.
And tell me if I'm wrong. It seems like the smaller towns take their high school football Friday night games more serious than the bigger places.
The more on the outskirts you are, I'd say, yeah.
Hilton seems like a smaller place. Is Hilton serious about their high school football?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like you said, that is the thing happening on a Friday in Hilton.
Okay,
yeah.
So... I mean, it's not out of the question that kickoff is usually at 7 o'clock for these Friday night games.
Something like that, yeah.
Right, 8 o'clock is the NFL game. Look, if I don't have to go out of the house to go watch football, I'm gonna stay home. What do we got for the game?
But you do have to subscribe to Peacock. So
that's probably the most inconvenient one of the streaming.
It's also the stupidest sounding one. Every other one kind of sounds. It sounds like technological. What do you got? Peacock. I just streamed to Peacock.
And most likely, there's nothing else for you on Peacock. I'm a big Bravo person, so Peacock is big for me. But if you're not a Housewives fan, there's probably not much on there for you.
Yeah, good call.
It was really good for the Olympics, though.
Oh, that too. Yeah,
the Olympics were nice. Yeah. And if you like WWE, that's on there too. But other than that,
nerd.
Well, I guess Timmy has Peacock.
Yeah, I've got Peacock.
Of course, Timmy has all the things that nobody else wants. Right? That face, Peacock. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. The NFL kicks off tonight with the Chiefs and Ravens, but tomorrow night, for the first time ever, the NFL will play a Friday night opening weekend game in Brazil, the Packers versus the Eagles, and the argument is they are screwing over high school football kids across America because for years there is a federal law that has existed since the 60s that prevented the NFL from playing on Fridays due to the sanctity of high school football. They have exploited a loophole that they discovered that showed, if they played outside of America, they could legally play on Friday night.
Well, what also sucks, too, is especially recently, high school football games there, you could catch them live on like local channels.
Yes, yes.
And I would think that that takes away from that too. That's
yeah,
been growing.
Call.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Call.
Like the broadcasting games and highlighting a lot of these local kids. That it takes away from that. Even if you weren't planning on going to the game, maybe you caught it on TV. Now that's completely eliminated.
So here's the thing. I don't know how to feel about high school football on TV because I love the local broadcast of it. Right?
Yeah, it's cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But you're also going to this weekend turn on ESPN and you're going to be able to see nationally broadcast high school football games.
Right.
And that kind of makes me feel icky.
Yeah, it's not really for me. You can, like, following baseball prospects or whatever is one thing. Following guys that are getting paid to go to Alabama or whatever, like, just let them go.
Okay, that's not what I meant.
Those high school baseball prospects, though.
You know what I mean, like, I feel like it's too much pressure to put high school kids on a national stage.
A lot of these guys at that level have been doing it since they were eight, though.
I mean, I would think like a lot of those schools they show, they draw so many people.
It's like you're
at a college football game.
Maybe you're right.
So I think like those kids are definitely used to the spotlight.
So like going back to the actual NFL game on Friday night, I don't know how I'm supposed to feel about this because on one hand, I'm going to watch this Friday night NFL game. And every NFL game they put on Friday night, I'm going to watch. And it's become very apparent, COVID proved it. There's no such thing as too much NFL football. You could have an NFL football game every night of the week, and it would get monster ratings compared to anything else, right? But on the other hand, the NFL doesn't need any more money, right?
They don't need Friday.
No, they don't. They could have played this game in Brazil at Sunday at 1 o'clock because it's the same time zone. They could have done it primetime Sunday night like they did with Mexico City a couple of years ago. They could have done it Monday night. You would have had, you know, the backdrop of, I guess it's still going to be under the lights in Brazil on Friday night.
Also, I would imagine, too, it screws up, you know, teams and their schedule just in the same way like playing a Thursday night game does. Like, why mess with that routine, I guess?
Well, I mean, it's benefits. The travel's
the
biggest concern. It benefits the Eagles and the Packers because you now have an extra 2 days to get ready for next week.
Well, but yeah, unless you're playing on a Friday. Like, let's say the Friday becomes a regular thing.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like, throughout the season.
Could this lay the groundwork for, I mean, years on the line, like a London team or whatever? That could be their Friday. That's their game time.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you play Friday night. That gives you the extra 2 days to get back used to.
Yeah.
I don't know how this stuff works, man. As a guy
who figures it out.
Well, as a guy who went to London and whose body was upside down for 4 days while I was peeing in the corner while asleep, having no idea what I was doing.
Yeah, we don't need more of that.
No, I'm just saying, like, I was just there.
Yeah.
I didn't have to play an effing NFL game. It was a nightmare. A nightmare getting used to that stuff. We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. Kimmy, you said no one's going to miss their kid's high school football game.
I would think, okay. Right?
This comes in from Brian. Brian says, my son plays his first varsity game tomorrow night. He won't be playing, but he'll be on the team, and he's very excited. His grandpa is a Packers fan. He will not be there for his first varsity football game. He will be at home watching the NFL.
Ooh.
That sucks for the kids. And the NFL messing with Friday night, it feels really icky.
It's small town Americana. It is like, it's tradition, and I don't, why mess with something like that?
And like the NFL needs that to keep being the NFL. Like you need kids to fall in love with football.
Right, like this is how they get to that level, right?
Right, and I mean, we've already seen the last couple of years, you know, and the numbers are going back and forth again, but like fewer kids compared to 30 years ago, 20 years ago, are playing high school football.
Right, yeah.
So like, I can attest to this, like one of the best parts about playing high school sports are all the people that come out and watch you play, right? Like all the kids you go to school with,
some of your best memories as a kid, even if you didn't play football, was going to those games, running around with all your friends.
Exactly. Yeah. So if I'm the NFL and I need these kids to play football so I can keep being the NFL, why am I effing with what they're doing, man?
I don't know. Let's just hope it doesn't become a regular thing.
Of course it's going to become a regular thing. It's prime time. Nobody's got anything to do on Saturday morning. You can stay up all night, watch the game, and get drunk.
Do you think people are traveling to this game? Or will this be a lot of like local people seeing a NFL game for the first time.
So I'm going to guess not a lot of Americans are traveling for this game, only because, according to several stories, it is very dangerous where they're playing this game. So dangerous, in fact, I brought this up yesterday. Yeah. A.J. Brown, he is a wide receiver for the Eagles. NFL security sat down both teams, and they put him through these long presentations about what you should and shouldn't do when you are outside of your hotel in Brazil, where there is São Paulo, as Timmy said. São Paulo.
Yeah.
They said just walking outside with your cell phone out could make you a target. So A.J. Brown said he's not leaving his hotel the entire time he is in Brazil. Not leaving the hotel.
Just avoid trouble at all costs.
Now, here's the thing. I don't know, because I've never been there. Maybe you get there, and it's a lot nicer than everybody thinks, and everything's okay. But if the Bills are playing...
If they're sitting you down to give you a presentation.
I mean, I wouldn't feel comfortable going only because I'm ignorant to the ways of that country if the Bills were playing in South America.
Yeah.
But it's probably less expensive than any of the other...
places that they play.
Yeah, European, like the European games, right? Cheaper flight, I would assume. Less expensive hotel. So if you want to roll the dice, hell of an experience, Kimmy. Kind of always assume part of committing a crime was trying to get away with committing that crime. But that doesn't seem to be the case here. Because what this man is accused of doing...
What was your intent?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out here. Like, you're in person, you're at a police station, you left very little work for the authorities to do. And it is very hard to understand, as Kimmy put it, what the hell he was going for here. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Tommy is on his way south of the Mason-Dixon line of Charleston. Kimmy's in the big girl chair. Terrible time, Timmy, behind the board. Thanks for being here, buddy.
Yeah, man.
There is a weird-ass story coming from the Fairport Police Department. A convicted felon is in trouble after he dropped off something for the cops out that way. Last week, a convicted felon showed up at the police department with a homemade casserole.
Oh, so I was like, when you first said that, I was thinking like weapon, something dangerous, something threatening.
Well, okay, so here's the thing. This could be construed as dangerous and threatening.
Yeah, it could.
Because according to the authorities, the casserole was made of some strange ingredients.
Very strange.
It included, according to police, dog feces, chicken nuggets. So far, it's only half bad. Grapes, sprinkles, a Brillo pad, as well as a live round from an AR-15.
Okay.
Police say he dropped off...
I don't know where he got that recipe from.
Police say he dropped off the casserole in person and allegedly told the cops when he dropped it off, quote, make sure you eat this off duty, while laughing as he walked out. On top of that, police say he was carrying drugs on him when he dropped off the casserole.
Guess why not?
Well, actually, to dive in before it's too far in to come back from, he didn't get in trouble for this. He got in trouble after this for something else. That happened. That was in like the Fairport, whatever, like Facebook groups or whatever.
Okay.
A couple weeks ago.
So something else?
This, it was in the news a little bit, but he's in the news again now for something else.
Yeah, no, he's been arrested for several different things.
Yes.
In fact, over the weekend, according to a story on 13 Wham, he was arrested in Henrietta for, I believe, a shoplifting crime.
Right, yeah.
This guy's well known.
He was not arrested for this stuff at all.
Oh, wait a minute. No, that's not what I got here, Timmy. It says here that he was arrested and... God, it doesn't say what the charge was, but it says that he was detained by the police because
I'd imagine because of the bullet, maybe.
Well, but I don't know. Is it illegal to have a 233 round?
Well, but is it? But I'm
or 223. I'm sorry.
I don't know.
252 WCMF. I know there's a lot of gun guys listening. Am I not allowed to have a round, a 223 round?
Well, but to give it to, I don't know. Is it like a?
Well, you can't include a 223 round in a casserole.
I guess not.
Okay, so the man was arrested. And he is being held without bail. Now, I don't know what he's being held for on account of him being a convicted felon. But Timmy does bring up a good point here, right? Because we know that he has other things in his past, according to police. But they don't state what the charges are, Timmy, for this incident.
Other than just being weird.
Well, okay. But you can be weird.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Timmy. He's walking around, right? I know the story says he had drugs on him, and Timmy, they wouldn't know he had drugs on him if they had not arrested him, right?
I mean, they probably assumed he was on those drugs going in there with that.
But you can't be like, we assume he's on drugs. Like, the fact that they said...
specific charge.
Yeah, the fact that they said they had drugs on him, they would need a reason to search him first. And if he has illegal drugs, although it doesn't say illegal drugs, would that be marijuana? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
know. Is marijuana drugs now? Would they refer to that in the story as
drugs? I don't think
drugs?
So. I'm not positive, but I don't think so.
Okay.
And,
well, is it the fact that, like, he left a note with...
He didn't.
Oh, I thought you said it.
No, he said this to their faces.
I thought there was
faces.
Like a note next to the picture.
Maybe there was. But it's not like he like left it and ran away. He like handed this to the police officers. Yeah. I mean, again, and I'm sorry, the story is so confusing. We're trying to figure out where the hell this starts, begins, and what the hell was going on here.
Also, like you had to collect that stuff and put it in there yourself.
Well, I mean, the dog crap is easy to find, especially if you have a dog.
Yeah.
Grapes, sprinkles, I guess. Chicken nuggets. That sounds like stuff he just had in his house. Yeah. Like, it sounds like he wasn't even trying that hard. Because you could have, like, made cupcakes and baked the dog crap into the cupcakes. And I'm not trying.
Like, if you were trying to fool somebody.
Yes.
Or if you were trying to get the last laugh by somebody eating it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, like, now, I'm glad that these police officers, you know, didn't eat this casserole. Not that they would because it looked gross, right?
Yeah.
But, like, I am disappointed in the effort that this man put into his recipe.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like, if you're trying to play a practical joke, it didn't work from the start.
Mm-hmm. So, let's get in further, then, to what the hell was this man's plan? Because, first off, he drops off this casserole, according to police, in person at the police department. Mm-hmm. Second, to your point, you could have made this thing more appetizing if you wanted someone to eat it. And even further, it says in the story, as Timmy pointed out, this man is well known to law enforcement. So even if he showed up with legitimate homemade food, they were going to chuck that thing in the trash, right?
Yeah.
Like, you could have gone to culinary school. You could have felt bad about all the things you did and wanted to, like, make peace with the officers, right?
Yeah.
They're still throwing that cornbread casserole
in
the trash.
Yeah, they don't trust those baked goods.
Do people... I mean, I know my dad ate a lot of stuff when he was a police officer. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't imagine as a police officer being willing
taking
to eat...
Taking a stranger's... Like, even if it's the sweetest old lady dropping that off.
Yeah!
Like, I would imagine they are a little bit skeptical of any kind of baked goods that come from... Like, homemade... baked goods.
100%. You don't know what that person's background is. You don't know how they feel about certain things.
Yeah.
You don't know if they've dealt with you in the past. Like, I ain't trusting anybody if I work at a job like that, if they're bringing us stuff.
I know people that work at this job, Tommy Mulay, that will not eat somebody's baked goods.
Well, and here's the thing. I now have to make an admission after this story.
Yeah.
Again, talking about this man out in Fairport. According to police, he's a convicted felon. He showed up at the police department with a homemade casserole made out of dog feces, chicken nuggets, grape sprinkles, a Brillo pad, as well as a live round from an AR-15. If you saw the picture on 13 Wham, it looks exactly like we just described it. Police say he dropped it off in person, and he told the cops while walking away, quote, make sure you eat this off duty. We're trying to figure out if he was arrested in that moment. Timmy says no, but I don't go to Timmy for my hard-hitting news.
I can't promise you, but I can guarantee it.
Okay, thank you, Timmy. This story may have turned me off of homemade food forever.
Like from anybody that you aren't like related to or know for a long time?
I know that I always argue with Tommy about this, right? But for some reason, this story like really sent home how bad it can get if it really wanted to get bad. And
if somebody actually put effort into hiding some of those things, you're saying?
So that's a major thing.
Yeah.
And but here's the thing, even past that, I know like the PTA
isn't chocolate frosting.
It wasn't until this very moment, this story, that Tommy's argument about how gross people can be really hit home.
Yeah.
Because not only would you have no idea what is in the stuff you're eating. You don't know how that person's house looks.
Right.
You don't know if they washed their hands or they showered that day.
But are there some people, like we've worked with people that are just such great home bakers. I don't care. I will look past whatever red flags there are because that is a great chocolate cake.
Okay. I think now I have to really trust you. And to your point. Terry Clifford, down on the country station.
She nails it every time.
One of the best bakers I've ever seen in my life. Like, restaurant quality good. But I also really trust Terry.
Okay.
Right? Like, I would lay down in traffic for Terry. Like,
again, you don't know how... You've never been to Terry's house. You don't know how Terry lives her life. All you know of Terry is coming in the mornings and leaving.
Why are you ruining the cakes?
I'm not trying to ruin it for you. I'm going based on your logic. You're saying you're now skeptical of things brought into the studio.
Okay.
And you really don't know anybody's situation.
Right, well, I did trust Terry until you started talking.
I still trust Terry. I don't care.
All right. 252 WCMF, Kimmy the Big Girl Chair, Terrible Time Timmy behind the board, Tommy out in Charleston. We're talking about this homemade chicken nugget, dog crap, grape sprinkle casserole that this man allegedly dropped off at the Fairport Police Department. There are so many people at their jobs that are disgruntled every single day.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Don't want to be there. Don't like the people they work with, right? And they would love to see coworkers, bosses eat something they weren't aware of.
Just for their own satisfaction.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Next week, here at work, there's going to be a chili cook-off.
Yes, there is.
The annual chili cook-off.
It's not just limited to chili. There, we got all sorts of homemade stuff coming in.
Mm-hmm. But let's focus on the chili specifically.
Okay.
I'm sure there are people that work
here. You could hide a lot of stuff in chili.
It's the easiest way to hide the grossest stuff. Like the chili cook-off, and it sucks because I love chili. But the work chili cook-off might... I'm going to say 50% of all work chilies have something awful hiding inside.
Or
awful.
Like there are just people that like weird meats that they want you to try.
Well, what's a weird meat?
I don't know.
Venison.
Venison's delicious.
No, not venison. I was thinking more like...
You get Hilton girls.
Like weird like birds. There's some ostrich in there. I don't know.
I would eat ostrich chili.
No, I don't know.
You don't want to try ostrich?
I don't know.
How do you know you wouldn't love it?
Because I don't want to love it. So I'd rather just not try it.
I don't get people like you. Like, is an ostrich cuter than a cow? I mean, what's the difference? You eat
But I'm just saying, like, there are people that like weird stuff. Like, oh, there's snake jerky in there.
I don't eat snake chili.
No. Nope.
You wouldn't eat snake chili?
No. No.
Okay.
I don't want reptiles in my chili.
No, man, like, I ain't going to this chili cook-off anymore, which has broken my heart. This guy ruined it. He ruined everything by making the world's worst casserole that didn't even look appetizing in the first place. I think it was the fact, I guess I always assume people who... we worked with, wouldn't have the balls to try something like this.
Well, and you're also, because even if you think you're well-liked, that chili's meant for, if that chili's meant for a specific person, you are just you're just the innocent bystander.
Yeah, that's what I mean, right? You don't know. But like the fact that the guy had the balls, according to police, to make this casserole that did not look appealing, show up in person and then like have a quip on the way out the door. Makes me nervous about how many people we work with that may not love all their coworkers would have the balls to do the same
thing. Well, the good news is...
And it may even involve their balls.
The good news is you've probably... You've eaten work food before and it hasn't killed you.
But it ain't just about the killing.
What you don't know can't hurt you.
Like, could you imagine, like, if somebody upstairs, like, the last day they worked here, like, they get fired on the way out the door, like, I put my... Kind of always assume part of committing a crime was trying to get away with committing that crime. But that doesn't seem to be the case here, because what this man is accused of doing...
What was your intent?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out here. Like, you're in person, you're at a police station, you left very little work for the authorities to do. And it is very hard to understand, as Kimmy put it, what the hell he was going for here. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy is on his way south of the Mason-Dixon line of Charleston. Kimmy's in the big girl chair. Terrible Time Timmy behind the board. Thanks for being here, buddy.
Yeah, man.
There is a weird-ass story coming from the Fairport Police Department. A convicted felon is in trouble after he dropped off something for the cops out that way. Last week, a convicted felon showed up at the police department with a homemade casserole.
So I was like, when you first said that, I was thinking like weapon, something dangerous, something threatening.
Well, okay, so here's the thing. This could be construed as dangerous and threatening.
Yeah, it could.
Because according to the authorities, the casserole was made of some strange ingredients.
Very strange.
It included, according to police, dog feces, chicken nuggets, so far it's only half bad, grapes, sprinkles, a Brillo pad, as well as a live round from an AR-15.
Okay.
Police say he dropped off...
I don't know where he got that recipe from.
Police say he dropped off the casserole in person and allegedly told the cops when he dropped it off, quote, make sure you eat this off duty, while laughing as he walked out. On top of that, police say he was carrying drugs on him when he dropped off the casserole.
Because why not?
Well, actually, to dive in before it's too far in to come back from, he didn't get in trouble for this. He got in trouble after this for something else. That happened. That was in, like, the Fairport, whatever, like, Facebook groups or whatever.
Okay.
A couple weeks ago.
So something else?
This, it was in the news a little bit, but he's in the news again now for something else.
Yeah, no, he's been arrested for several different things. Yes. In fact, over the weekend, according to a story on 13 Wham, he was arrested in Henrietta for, I believe, a shoplifting crime.
Right, yeah.
This guy's well known.
He was not arrested for this stuff at all.
Oh, wait a minute. No, that's not what I got here, Timmy. It says here that he was arrested and, God, well, it doesn't say what the charge was, but it says that he was detained by the police because
I'd
of this
imagine
incident.
Because of the bullet, maybe.
Well, but I don't know. Is it illegal to have a 233 round?
Well, but is it? But I'm
or 223.
Saying,
I'm sorry.
I don't know.
252 WCMF. I know there's a lot of gun guys listening. Am I not allowed to have a round, a 223 round?
Well, but to give it to, I don't know. Is it like a?
Well, you can't include a 223 round in a casserole.
I guess not.
Okay, so the man was arrested, and he is being held without bail. Now I don't know what he's being held for on account of him being a convicted felon. But Timmy does bring up a good point here, right? Because we know that he has other things in his past, according to police. But they don't state what the charges are, Timmy, for this incident.
Other than just being weird.
Well, okay, but you can be weird. Yeah. I mean, look at Timmy. He's walking around, right? I know the story says he had drugs on him. And Timmy, they wouldn't know he had drugs on him if they had not arrested him, right?
I mean, they probably assumed he was on those drugs going in there with that.
But you can't be like, we assume he's on drugs. Like, the
it
fact that they said...
specific charge.
Yeah, the fact that they said they had drugs on him, they would need a reason to search him first. And if he has illegal drugs, although it doesn't say illegal drugs, would that be marijuana? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
know. Is marijuana drugs now? Would they refer to that in the story
I don't
as
think
drugs?
So. I'm not positive, but I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, is it the fact that, like, he left a note with...
He didn't.
Oh, I thought you said it.
No, he said this to their faces.
I thought there was
faces.
Like a note next to the picture.
Maybe there was. But it's not like he like left it and ran away. He like handed this to the police officers. Yeah. I mean, again, and I'm sorry, the story is so confusing. We're trying to figure out where the hell this starts, begins, and what the hell was going on here.
Also, like you had to collect that stuff and put it in there yourself.
Well, I mean, the dog crap is easy to find, especially if you have a dog.
Yeah.
Grapes, sprinkles, I guess. Chicken nuggets. That sounds like stuff he just had in his house. Yeah. Like, it sounds like he wasn't even trying that hard. Because you could have, like, made cupcakes and baked the dog crap into the cupcakes. And I'm not trying.
Like, if you were trying to fool somebody. Yes. Or if you were trying to get the last laugh by somebody eating it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, like, no, I'm glad that these police officers, you know, didn't eat this casserole. Not that they would because it looked gross, right?
Yeah.
But, like, I am disappointed in the effort that this man put into his recipe.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like, if you're trying to play a practical joke, it didn't work from the start.
Mm-hmm. So let's get in further, then, to what the hell was this man's plan? Because, first off, he drops off this casserole, according to police, in person at the police department. Mm-hmm. Second, to your point, you could have made this thing more appetizing if you wanted someone to eat it. And even further, it says in the story, as Timmy pointed out, this man is well known to law enforcement. So even if he showed up with legitimate homemade food, they were going to chuck that thing in the trash, right?
Yeah.
Like, you could have gone to culinary school. You could have felt bad about all the things you did and wanted to, like, make peace with the officers, right?
Yeah.
They're still throwing that cornbread casserole
in the
trash. Yeah,
they don't trust those baked goods.
Do people... I mean, I know my dad ate a lot of stuff when he was a police officer. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't imagine as a police officer being willing
taking
to eat...
Taking a stranger's... Like, even if it's the sweetest old lady dropping that off.
Yeah!
Like, I would imagine they are a little bit skeptical of any kind of baked goods that come from... Like, homemade... baked goods.
100%. You don't know what that person's background is. You don't know how they feel about certain things.
Yeah.
You don't know if they've dealt with you in the past. Like, I ain't trusting anybody if I work at a job like that, if they're bringing us stuff.
I know people that work at this job, Tommy Mule, that will not eat somebody's baked goods.
Well, and here's the thing. I now have to make an admission after this story.
Yeah.
Again, talking about this man out in Fairport. According to police, he's a convicted felon. He showed up at the police department with a homemade casserole made out of dog feces, chicken nuggets, grape sprinkles, a Brillo pad, as well as a live round from an AR-15. If you saw the picture on 13 Wham, it looks exactly like we just described it. Police say he dropped it off in person, and he told the cops while walking away, quote, "Make sure you eat this off duty." We're trying to figure out if he was arrested in that moment. Timmy says no, but yeah. I don't go to Timmy for my hard-hitting news.
I can't promise you, but I can guarantee it.
Okay, thank you, Timmy. This story may have turned me off of homemade food forever.
Like from anybody that you aren't like related to or know for a long time?
I know that I always argue with Tommy about this, right? But for some reason, this story like really sent home how bad it can get if it really wanted to get bad. And
if somebody actually put effort into hiding some of those things, you're saying?
So that's a major thing.
Yeah.
And but here's the thing, even past that, I know like the PTA
isn't chocolate frosting.
It wasn't until this very moment, this story, that Tommy's argument about how gross people can be really hit home.
Yeah.
Because not only would you have no idea what is in the stuff you're eating. You don't know how that person's house looks.
Right.
You don't know if they washed their hands or they showered that day.
But are there some people, like we've worked with people that are just such great home bakers. I don't care. I will look past whatever red flags there are because that is a great chocolate cake.
Okay. I think now I have to really trust you. And to your point. Terry Clifford,
yes,
down on the country station.
She nails it every time.
One of the best bakers I've ever seen in my life. Like, restaurant quality good. But I also really trust Terry.
Okay. Right?
Like, I would lay down in traffic for Terry. Like,
again, you don't know how... You've never been to Terry's house. You don't know how Terry lives her life.
All you know of Terry is
coming in the mornings and leaving.
Why are you ruining the cakes?
I'm not trying to ruin it for you.
No, you are trying to ruin it for me.
I'm going based on your logic. You're saying you're now skeptical of things brought into the studio.
Okay.
And you really don't know anybody's situation.
All right, well, I did trust Terry until you started talking.
I still trust Terry. I don't care.
All right. 252 WCMF, Kimmy the Big Girl Chair, Terrible Time Timmy behind the board, Tommy out in Charleston. We're talking about this homemade chicken nugget, dog crap, grape sprinkle casserole that this man allegedly dropped off at the Fairport Police Department. There were so many people at their jobs that are disgruntled every single day.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Don't want to be there. Don't like the people they work with, right? And they would love to see coworkers, bosses eat something they weren't aware of.
Just for their own satisfaction.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Next week, here at work, there's going to be a chili cook-off.
Yes, there is.
The annual chili cook-off.
It's not just limited to chili. There, we got all sorts of homemade stuff coming in.
Mm-hmm. But let's focus on the chili specifically.
Okay.
I'm sure there are people that work here.
You could hide a lot of stuff in chili.
It's the easiest way to hide the grossest stuff. Like the chili cook-off, and it sucks because I love chili. I love chili. But the work chili cook-off might... I'm going to say 50% of all work chilies have something awful hiding inside.
Or
awful.
Like there are just people that like weird meats that they want you to try.
Well, what's a weird meat?
I don't know.
Venison.
No, venison's delicious.
No, not venison. I was thinking more like...
You can tell the Hilton girls...
Like weird birds. There's some ostrich in there. I don't know.
I would eat ostrich chili.
No, I don't know.
You don't want to try ostrich?
I don't know.
How do you know you wouldn't love it?
Because I don't want to love it. So I'd rather just not try it.
I don't get people like you. Like, is an ostrich cuter than a cow? I mean, what's the difference? You eat
But I'm just saying, like, there are people that like weird stuff. Like, oh, there's snake jerky in there.
I don't eat snake chili.
No. Nope.
You wouldn't eat snake chili?
No. No.
Okay.
I don't want reptiles in my chili.
No, man. Like, I ain't going to this chili cook-off anymore, which has broken my heart. This guy ruined it. He ruined everything by making the world's worst casserole that didn't even look appetizing in the first place. I think it was the fact... I guess I always assume people who... we worked with, wouldn't have the balls to try something like this.
Well, and you're also, because even if you think you're well-liked, that chili's meant for, if that chili's meant for a specific person, you are just you're just the innocent bystander.
Yeah, that's what I mean, right? You don't know. But like the fact that the guy had the balls, according to police, to make this casserole that did not look appealing, show up in person and then like have a quip on the way out the door. makes me nervous about how many people we work with that may not love all their coworkers would have the balls to do the same
thing. Well, the good news is...
And it may even involve their balls.
The good news is you've probably... You've eaten work food before and it hasn't killed you.
But it ain't just about the killing.
What you don't know can't hurt you.
Like, could you imagine, like, if somebody upstairs, like, the last day they worked here, like, they get fired on the way out the door, like, I put my pubes in the chili every year. Like, you would be horrified. Horrified. You've been eating annual chili pubes.
I'm not a chili person.
Okay, whatever thing you ate here last, right? Like, if Terry got fired. Yeah. Right? I rub my nipples in that cupcake batter every single year. And you were nomming on Terry's nipples eating her cupcakes. That wouldn't freak you out?
It would freak me out, I guess. But again, like, I'm still here. Still kicking.
Now that I'm thinking about it, Terry could be a really angry, mean person. I love her.
Yeah.
But she seems like
She's almost in such a good mood all the time that, like, where's that anger going kind of thing. Yeah, she could channel that in different ways.
I'll tell you where it's going. It's going through her nipples into the cake batter while she's making cupcakes. You've been chewing on Terry Nipple cupcakes, Kimmy.
Me and you and everybody else here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.